Just going by the release, it just says for the 2025 program year only, these agri-stability changes and enhancements are supposed to be in place. So you're right. Will we be at the same situation a year from now? But these were announced just before the federal election was called by the very short-term Agriculture Minister Cody Boyce. With these enhancements, but really without the involvement of the provincial and territorial ag ministers who pay a percentage for the agri-stability costs. So now they've at least finalized what that looks like, and I don't think there'll be that many producers that are affected by the increase in the maximum from 3 million to 6 million, but increasing the compensation rate from 80% to 90% could make a difference for some producers.